Hello, my name is Andrew Cho, CEO of Sensi World. My company works on the publishing industry. So our main product is Braille printing, where we have both Braille and print on the same page. So we produce like children's books where we have a print and the Braille on the same page. And so we produce those materials. We have coloring books where it's embossed, where you could touch it. And also we have learning kits where children could use to learn Braille.
Wow.
And also we are for profit. However, we have a nonprofit being set up where we want to help make an impact for visually impaired community. So that's the goal of the company.
That is incredible, because there are so many parents, I imagine, mm-hmm. who are blind, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. blind children mm-hmm. with sighted parents who want to read books alongside their parents. And, you know, you don't want to have a separate book or a separate thing. You want it to be the same, a shared experience, right?
Exactly. That's the point. I mean, you know, the for parents to read books to her child, it's a very painful process, as you probably know, right? They have to buy a book, find a way to print on the clear plastic sticker. You have to stick it on the book, and now you're ready after 3 months later of all the preparation.
Yeah.
But all our books are print and Braille on the same page. So even the textbooks, we do it that way too. So that's our kind of specialty in a way. So we do everything we do, have a print and Braille on the same page so we could connect. Making connection is the core of our philosophy.
And how did all this come about? Where did the company come from?
The original founder, his father was a visually impaired person. So he kind of was helping and he kind of got this idea. But that's how the company started. But as we get to know, all of us came from the for-profit world in a way. So and we're kind of matching it with what the needs of the people are. So we are more, you know, in tune with, you know, how to make it happen and how to efficiently make it happen. So there are all the products that we're talking about. It's already out there, but probably at the much more expensive or inefficient way. But what we are trying to do is, even the books, the children's book that I'm talking about, cost of production is probably slightly more expensive than print-only books, so that we could sell at the almost same price as the print books. So I think that's where we kind of differentiate ourselves.
And why is that cost so high, initially at least? Is it just because of the embossers needed? And once that initial cost is covered, does the cost then return to normal? Or what are actually the costs involved?
I think one of the reasons is a lot of the printing companies are either have a more of a non-profit affiliated, or even though they're for-profit, then it's so small. They're not, and the market is so small anyways, so they're not as concerned about the cost issue. But when we have both print and Braille on the same page, our market becomes a little bigger. So we are able to kind of expand the market. So one of the goals of the company is find a publisher who's willing to work with us and maybe publish all their books in print and Braille. Children's book, as I said, the cost difference is not that much. So you could theoretically have all the children's book with Braille and print on the same page everywhere. I mean, it could happen if the cost is not high. And of course, it still have a slightly higher cost, but not as much. So that's kind of one of my vision too. Can you have all the children's book in every bookstore?
Yeah, well, that's the dream, right?
Yeah.
And you know, it's making something accessible to everybody.
Exactly.
Right? But of course, like you say, that there is that market you talk about. And I hear this a lot.
Yeah.
We talk about it on our show a lot. We talk about the size of the market. And I think when you look at the potential for, like I was saying earlier, blind parents, sighted kids, blind kids, sighted parents, that alone must be a fairly sizable market, no? And I mean, then you think internationally as well.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, if you stay in a country, fair enough, but look broadly, that market must be a lot bigger than perhaps people might think it is.
I think it is probably bigger than what people think. And also on top of that, it's like something, right? It's like a smartphone, when it first came out, there's no market. You know what I mean? There's because nobody had a smartphone, right? It's kind of network effect. You know, when enough people have it, then you have to have it, right? So I think it's kind of similar situation with Braille print children's book, right? There are not many, so people kind of, it's hard to find. So people do not read as much, so there's not much available. So, however, if you find the right way, of distribution, production, and find a way to have more people read Braille books, then the market could be much bigger than what we currently see at the moment. So that's what our thoughts are.
Andrew, it's very interesting. Thank you so much for coming on and telling us about it. This is really interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming over.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.